Rhiannon Potke writes about sports for a newspaper in Tennessee. She learned through that work that some young people did not have good sports equipment or gear. She decided to do something about it. Potke started an aid group called Goods for Greatness. The charity connects teams and children who need sports equipment with donors, like Aubrey Monroe. Monroe is a player on the USA women's softball team. She was hoping to compete at the Olympics in Japan last year. When the event was delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic, Monroe started cleaning out her home in Florida. She realized she had a lot of extra sports equipment. Monroe had heard about Potke's organization, so she sent pictures of the gear she no longer needed. Potke helped find people in Florida who could use the softball equipment. Monroe said by making the donation, she was paying it forward. This means to do good for someone as a thanks for the help other people give you. One person who got some of her softball equipment was a girl who reminded Monroe of herself when she was young. That one was particularly special, she said. I had a lot of people do really great things for me when I was growing up. Monroe said doing something nice for a stranger made her feel good. Many people have donated to Goods for Greatness. The softball team at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, donated used equipment. Former U.S. women's soccer star Julie Foudy donated 100 soccer balls. Colleges in states including Georgia, California, and Colorado sent equipment too. The U.S. is a big place. Potke said her group saves on expenses by finding donors in the same areas as those who need the equipment. Jarrett Walls is the tennis coach at a high school near Raleigh, North Carolina. He said many of his players never would have tried the sport if it had not been for the donation from Potke's charity. Last year, he said, only 7 girls tried to play tennis. This year, he has about 30. Potke said she enjoys helping children play sports, but there is one problem. Space. The donations take up an entire room in her home. She said she hopes to someday do the aid work full-time. I feel like there's so much more need that I could help, Potke said. I'm Dan Friedel.